And this is Gareth Frenaden again at the Climate Futures Forum in Te Papa in Wellington. And with me is Professor David Karoly from the University of Melbourne, who had a fantastic presentation yesterday. And what I wanted to pick up with you, David, was the things that you said to us about a carbon budget, the trillion tons that we've got, and the implications of that for the way that we look at the carbon targets, the emissions targets.
Sure, and so what I was talking about is an approach that is being used to think about the impacts of increasing greenhouse gas, and particularly increasing carbon dioxide concentrations on the climate system.
Yep.
And the reframing, or it's the thinking about this, is that the very long lifetime for the removal of additional carbon dioxide added to the atmosphere by natural processes means that we can think of that carbon dioxide that we put into the atmosphere from burning fossil fuels as building up, accumulating. And the typical lifetime for complete removal by natural processes is more than 1,000 years.
Yeah.
So if we look at just the next 50 years, it's the accumulated emissions that stay in the atmosphere that are causing the warming of the global climate.
So what's the significance of the trillion tons?
Okay, so you can then look at, if you like, the change in concentration is just the sum,
yep,
the total amount of emissions over a period. And then the temperature change is then dependent upon the changing concentrations, mm-hmm, which is dependent upon the sum of the emissions.
Yep.
So in Copenhagen in 2009, the governments of the world agreed to limit greenhouse gas emissions at a level that would try to limit temperature change to only 2 degrees above pre-industrial.
Yep.
So that analysis has then been used to think about, well, how much greenhouse gas emissions, in particular, how much carbon dioxide emissions, because carbon dioxide is the greenhouse gas with a long lifetime, what carbon dioxide emissions would that mean, for instance, over the 50-year period from 2000 to 2050?
Yep.
And the round number, and unfortunately it's a very big round number with lots and lots of zeros, is 1,000 billion tons of carbon dioxide emitted from fossil fuel burning.
Yep.
As a reasonable estimate, gives you 75% chance of staying below 2 degrees warming above pre-industrial levels. So about 1 and a bit degrees warmer than now.
Yeah.
So that's 1,000 billion tons. That's a big, big number.
But it gets a lot smaller when you divide it up in amongst countries.
Exactly. So there are lots and lots of different ways to think about how you might divide that 1,000 billion tons up. But one way to think about, if you like, equity, fair distribution, would be to think about this in terms of a sum of money.
Yep.
Should everyone get the same sum of money?
Yep.
Well, okay, that's a reasonable and fair approach. So let's think about dividing this carbon budget equally amongst the 6.7 or nearly 7 billion people in the world.
Yep.
And it's easier to divide by 7 than it is by 6.7. So 7 into 100, into a 1,000 is about 140 tons per person. It's actually 145 closer, but let's think of 140.
Yep.
That's the budget for each person to emit in terms of tons of carbon dioxide from, it was actually 2000, but let's think of 2010 to 2050. Because if you think about 2000, and we'll talk about this in a minute, that budget might have already been used up. But yep, let's think about it now from 2010 to 2050, 140 tons per person. Well, in developing countries where the emissions per person are in fact quite small, in India, for instance, 2 to 3 tons per person, they've actually got a lot more than 50 years at their current rate. They can actually develop and use more emissions.
Yep.
However, Australia is either the highest or one of the highest emission countries per capita in the world at roughly 20 to 25 tons of emissions of carbon dioxide from fossil fuel burning. It's actually closer to 20 tons from fossil fuel burning. Mm. That implies 7 years,
yeah,
at current emission rates before Australia uses up its allocation. So that would mean you either have 7 years at the current rate and then zero for the remaining, 33 years, or Australia has to actively engage in international carbon trading to try to get some allowance or, in fact, purchase emissions trading benefits from other countries around the world. In other, buy from India or buy from China or buy from African countries in return for large financial payments, a right to emit more than its fair share into the atmosphere of carbon dioxide.
Yeah. Now, I find that kind of budget idea a very powerful idea. I've got 140 tons left.
Yeah.
That's quite good. Now, when I go to Europe later this year, I'm going to use up a big chunk
exactly.
of that.
Exactly. And I used up a large chunk traveling to New Zealand for this conference.
Yeah.
In some sense, I should have done it by teleconference. But then I wouldn't have been able to come and talk on this Hot Topics blog. Well, I would, but...
Well, absolutely. But we'll do it by Skype next time.
Exactly.
I promise we'll have an extended interview. David Corelli, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Cheers.